Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Wood is joining us on the WBEN live line. He'll be on the call Sunday evening with Chris Brown for the Bills-Ravens game at Highmark. Eric is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, Eric, big games. I mean, this one seems to be huge this weekend. Could this be a defining game for this Bills team?
Yeah, I think it could be, and I think Baltimore's thinking the exact same thing. Lamar has yet to win a road playoff game in his career, and you know the Bills have lost in the divisional round these last couple years, and so last few years. And so, yes, I think both sides are thinking that, which leads to an extremely big game for both teams, both quarterbacks in this instance.
You know, we hardly ask you about this, Eric, but I had to imagine you were smiling in the booth last week watching the Bills offensive line, and you know, I was thinking specifically about the play where James Cook is just dragged by Deion Dawkins, you know, for the extra 5 yards or whatever they got on that play, but just dominating throughout the course of the year. They've been playing great, seemed to kick it into a new gear last week. I mean, what can you say about this line, you know, not just in protecting Josh, but in allowing the run game to flourish in a way we hadn't really seen the past few years?
Yeah, this has been a dominant offensive line all year, and it allows them to beat you with the run. They can also pass protect for Josh extremely well. The Bills gave up the least amount of sacks in the league, the least amount since 2009, the Colts team that made it to the Super Bowl. And so, yes, this line has played extremely well the entire season. They play with sixth O-linemen, bringing Alec Anderson, the most in the NFL as well. So, yes, up front, they've been dominant, and it allows them in a game like last week to really grind out the clock as well, where they held the ball for about 41 minutes of the game. And so it was physical domination last week by the Bills, especially up front.
All right, what will the Bills do differently this time to stop Derrick Henry?
Well, they got a bunch of different guys back on this defense now. Their whole second level of the defense is different. Taron Johnson was out with injury. Terrell Bernard was out with injury. Matt Milano was out with injury. And those guys should play a major factor in this game. When you're playing against Baltimore, there's so much movement in the backfield. There's the read option with Derrick Henry and Lamar. And there's so many factors that you have to be able to process. And getting those three guys back on the field will help. And also, Dorian Williams, who played at a high level before Matt Milano came back in the lineup, he should be able to get some action this week as well as a third linebacker on the field when Baltimore gets in some bigger sets. And look, I mean, this Baltimore offense is excellent, one of the best in the league, and we understand that. I mean, this is a game this week where both teams are heading into the game understanding that you're not just going to score maybe 20 points and get the win. I believe you're probably going to have to be in the high 20s for either team to win.
I was wondering about that, Eric, because I was actually thinking maybe we could see less scoring than we might be anticipating. You think of these two high-powered offenses, but then I think about the Ravens game last week, the way they ran the ball and ran the clock. I mean, that game was over in a snap, and the Bills kind of ran all over the Broncos in a way where are possessions going to be more valuable when you have two teams that are kind of running the clock the way the Bills and Ravens have been?
Yeah, that's a great point, Ryan. And, you know, last week the Bills only had three possessions in the first half because they were sustaining these super long drives, and both these teams have the capability of doing that. Both these teams also have the speed and explosion to, you know, break off big plays and huge chunk plays. And so, you know, the way I look at it is it's likely going to be a fairly high-scoring game, but in these playoff atmospheres when everything's happening a little bit faster out there, at times, it, you know, you will have some surprising results where it is a much lower-scoring game. The last time these teams faced off in the playoffs, I believe it was a 17-3 game, and so much less than the anticipated scoring in that one.
Which is a harder mental test? You mentioned those big plays, those big chunk plays. When I envision that, you know, thinking about the game, I imagine the Bills doing that in, you know, a deep shot downfield, something like what we saw to Curtis Samuel, or, you know, it can be something like that. Even, you know, throwing in an extra offensive lineman, which they've done so many times before, they'll still take a shot deep downfield. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to run the ball. With the Ravens, though, I see a big play as being they're going to break a run deep, like it's Derrick Henry. Is it harder to be prepared for everything or to have that mental toughness to know, like, hey, man, this guy's going to just crash into us every single play for the next 4 hours and we just can't let up?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough either way. I mean, when you're playing against a high-powered offense, which both these defenses are going into it, I mean, you want to make them earn it all the way down the field. You don't want to give up those big chunks, but if you start giving up those 5- and 6-yard runs over and over like the Broncos did against the Bills, they can just beat you into submission and the game's over before you know it. And so, as an offensive lineman, we always felt like if we were able to impose our will and we were able to continue to run the football, those are like body blows in boxing where the knockout eventually is coming, where you either break off a big run or they have to suck their safeties down and you can get the big play over the top. And so, both these teams realize that, and that's kind of the way they've played football this entire season.
I want to ask you about the weather. I mean, Lamar is 1-1 in below freezing temps. Is the weather a factor? Is it being overplayed because it affects both teams?
It does affect both teams. Buffalo's likely a little bit more acclimated for it and understanding, you know, the ball gets a little bit more slick in these instances. It's harder. And, you know, you just got to prepare for the weather. As Lamar's gotten more experience in the NFL, he's played in more cold weather games growing up in Miami and then playing his college ball in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. He didn't play in a ton of super cold games. Now, as his NFL career has gone on, he's in year 7 now. He's played in enough of them that he understands it, and he'll be more acclimated for it now. But, you get those Orchard Park elements. I always feel like that should favor the Bills, just the fact that they're in that atmosphere a lot more.
It's the hope leading up to Sunday. Eric, thanks so much. Can't wait to hear you on the call. Sunday, 6:30 kickoff. Eric Wood and Chris Brown on the call down the dial on WGR Bills and Ravens for the right to go to the AFC Championship game.